that they felt that we should hold up the contract over any of those issues. So it's a long negotiation. The last thing is trigger points. Moxie Now put out very strongly that they need to be able to book their pitches in October there, and they need to have a surety from the board that there is a contract and they can move forward. And they need to be able to do what Amy does, is pitching not only with our sister stations but with the affiliates as well. So it's not just us that she works with; it's the affiliates as well. And like it or not, our stations and many of the affiliates are very much dependent on her willingness to travel, to come into their particular frequency area and fundraise. So she has strong support, I think, in both the stations and in the affiliates. So anyway, my recommendation that we move ahead on the contract and that we keep the relationship on an even keel with them and take what's new in the contract and make it work for us. Anyway, that's my
Do we have a period for questions?
We do. We have 14 minutes left in the item, and it's open for discussion.
Can I be on the stack, please?
And by the way, the motion we're considering is whether to approve the agreements that have been made. And I just want to point out at our in-person meeting, we approved the terms other than those having to do with the position, the prominence and nature of the of the banner. And actually, before I recognize you, Chandra, since that's the key item, Lonnie, could you just read the one section that describes in particular the language, because the board had already agreed in principle to the other portions, but I think we needed that language specifically.
The one that that would be item two on what I had sent along, and the language specifically reads, producer, meaning Democracy Now!, agrees to place a Pacifica banner no smaller than a 140x60 pixels above the fold at democracynow.org to promote Pacifica programming. The banner will consist of a static Pacifica logo and changeable text that can be altered at Pacifica's request. The banner will be hosted and moderated by a producer. And that was the resolution. Now, the details were how frequent could Pacifica change the text of that banner. They more or less agreed that we could do it on a frequency, because the issue, what about breaking news? Do we have to make a request to you to change it? They, of course, want to change the banner on their own website, but the resolution was that they were open to frequency changes, and that was good. That was something that they did concede as we discussed the banner. And the banner was not as large as we requested, but it certainly is larger than we had before, and that's why I sent along so you could see how that worked. Then we had to work out the placement. What does above the fold mean? And the agreement, as I understand it at least, is that when a person comes to the website, they will see the banner and the top half of that website, not have to scroll down to see the bottom half. Okay?
Before I recognize you also, Chandra, I'd like to clarify, if the board will allow me, a couple of points on that, on the changing of the type. The issue here is whether it's just going to be a generic banner that says, hey, we've got great programming, or whether we're going to use it when they're basically on a daily basis to alert listeners to the existence of programming brought to you by Pacifica and or Pacifica stations on topics that may be of interest. So at this point, I think that the reason that I think that I was willing to accept that we terminate the negotiations at this point is ultimately we have to build the infrastructure to deal with it. And I think if we build an effective infrastructure, getting that working well is going to depend on good faith on both sides. And so and from what I understand, they have no inherent objection to our doing it regularly as a way, not just when there's breaking news, but as a way on an ongoing basis to alert listeners to things that they may also find interesting. In the end, the success of this initiative, and it's going to be an initiative that's much more than just Democracy Now, because once we set up the page to which listeners are directed for that programming, of course, we can disseminate that information to all of our various supporters and other websites around the world who support us. But the success of it's ultimately going to depend on what we do on our end, and that piece of it has not yet been built. So to argue over it seemed a little I won't characterize it. So, but that's what the issue was on the posting. And with that, Chandra, go ahead.
I had a particular question about the banner mock-up, and I just went to your email, Lonnie, and I couldn't open up the page that had the mock-up. So
I think I had it embedded in the email, so you didn't have to really open it up.
Well, the only thing that's in my email is a little box that has nothing in it.
Oh. Yeah, that depends. That depends entirely on what kind of email client you're using and whether you have the necessary plug-in software that visualizes it. I'll look it up, Chandra, and I'll see if I can send it to you in a form you can open.
I did scroll down and I see an embedded front page of the Democracy Now! Website, and I see the Pacifica logo more than halfway down the page. Is that?
Yeah, they haven't set it up yet.
So is that the size that it would be, or would it be larger?
Well, they haven't done it yet. They're awaiting the outcome of these negotiations and the contract.
But where would it be?
I asked whether above the fold would mean above the headlines, we did ask for some clarification on that, and Lonnie has been corresponding with them. The size that is shown there is the size, and the text that's going to be available there is basically the amount of text you'll see there. But that is the size.
So that's the size that they've agreed to, and we're conceding to that size?
Are you talking about the one that's like one, two?
I'm talking about the one that's in your email.
It says Pacifica report from the U.S.
Yeah.
Social Forum.
Yeah.
It's on the right-hand page.
Yeah.
It's below DN Seeks Mini Max.
Yeah.
DN is hiring Amy Goodman's speaking events, Amy Goodman's weekly
yeah.
column.
Yeah.
That'll be the size.
Point of information, Mary Bird?
Yes, Mary.
Is this, I thought when I looked at the mock-up that it looked slightly bigger, that I didn't actually have a chance to go to the existing website and compare it. But I didn't get to compare the actual pixel numbers from previously. But are you now saying this is the same size as the banner we have, except that the location will be higher up on the page?
No.
I thought this is a bigger banner than what we have now.
It's considerably larger. If you go now to democracynow.org, you go down to the bottom of the page,
right.
I don't know whether it's 40 pixels or something or even
it's
smaller,
really
but
small.
It's quite a
yeah.
bit bigger.
Right. Okay.
Yeah,
well, 30. Good. Okay. Then I'm correct about that. It's okay.
Further discussion? Would the board permit me to make a couple comments?
Can I have one follow-up comment? When you
yes.
click on that question, actually, when you click on the that little
icon
of Pacifica, Will it bring them to our website? Will it bring the viewer?
The intent is that it will go to Pacifica's feature page link, not to Pacifica's homepage, unless we want to send it to the homepage. But we would specify where the link points to.
Yeah, we were.
So, is it possible to have instead of just Pacifica to have Pacifica.org right there?
We would control. I'm sorry, Lonnie. Go ahead.
Yeah, we could have it go wherever we wanted it to go, and we could have whatever language we wanted there. So that's not an issue for them.
Okay.
We would give them a banner image that would be a static image, and then they would have just the text changeable. And part of that had to do, from their side apparently, with the efficiency with which it all loads. Mm-hmm. They want their website to be extremely fast loading.
And can we do it?
That's what the agreement is, that we will have a banner image, a static image, and then the text will be able to be changed.
And the referral therefore can change too.
What we had originally proposed is that they would that image would be hosted by us, and we would just change it at will. And their concern was that if our website was slower in loading, that would retard as fast as they load. And it's very clear from the negotiations that they're quite conscious of how critical loading speed and the experience of listeners when they get to that site is, so that when they drive a listener there, they immediately have a very efficient and rewarding experience as opposed to sitting around waiting. They want to look exceptionally professional. And I do think that's what drove a lot of their concerns. Would the board mind if I make a comment here?
No.
I think that, again, just to repeat, I think this could be an important thing. My long-term concern, Amy is working extremely hard on behalf of Pacifica right now, and she made it really clear the extent to which she is having to spend vast amounts of her time pitching for different stations at different schedules. I do think we need to look at that at some point so that she is not having to basically pitch constantly. And one reason for that is, and I pointed this out, is that as listenership continues to move to time-shifting kinds of interfaces, to be specific, MP3 players and iPods, and as Wi-Fi, wireless-enabled devices, become more prominent, as the new iPod is, people will be able to get their content that they subscribe to with a podcast without ever connecting to their computer. So as soon as the content goes up on their site, if they're within space of a Wi-Fi hotspot and they're podcasting the program, they'll get the program down. As that becomes a larger and larger share of the audience listening in that way, it means that people migrate from the FM signal to that form of listening. And many of them will only go to her site once or twice. I mean, once they decide they like that, they're going once to set up that podcast, and if they automate that process, they're not going back. So it's critical from our point of view that they see our link and come and take a look. It's also critical for that reason that she also mentioned Pacifica.org on the air, so that listeners who start listening that way find us. I believe that over time it's going to be harder and harder for us to raise those revenues on air, but if the stations are doing things like what KPFA is doing with their new War Comes Home initiative, which is a fabulous initiative, and we get really effective at providing listeners with things they want to listen to, then it can be a synergy that's really valuable to us. And to repeat, at some point I decided that it was not worth arguing over whether there were 12 more or 30 more pixels or anything else about it, because what's ultimately important for us is mutual good faith and support with Democracy Now!, and more than anything, the effectiveness with which we create the target page. And if we create a target page that is attractive, that looks good, where we've got great programming, and we disseminate links on it all over the web, we'll do fine, and it doesn't matter if we got 12 fewer pixels. So that was my reason for, at the end of the day, though I had interest in some other things, feeling that the relationship is ultimately the most important thing, and I do think that if we go forward in good faith, it can be a mutually supportive arrangement, although the shift of listeners does provide an ongoing risk for us. If we don't act on it, if we don't do our job, it's going to be very, very difficult for us in the future.
Mary Berg, can I speak to it?
Go ahead.
Well, I really do think that the mock-up looks really good. If that's where it's going to be, above the previous shows thing, and the size it is about the same size as the top two little things that are gray. If that color scheme, it stands out really well. So I don't think, I really agree about not quibbling over how many pixels. I think it's plenty big enough to see Pacifica from, well, I'm looking at a 12-inch screen, and I'm nearsighted, and I can see it from, like, 5 feet away. I think that's good enough. And we really do have to focus on what they see when they click on that. but I think it's perfectly fine the way it is. It looks great to me. It stands out well.
We have about, we're about at time, so if people want to discuss it further, we need an extension of time, and if not, we'll go to a vote on whether to accept the contract as negotiated.
This is, we have a question. I thought we were going to touch it. There was a part of the motion refers to Amy, I guess, referring to us either as the Pacifica or Pacifica.org. I know that when we discussed it earlier, there were notions of using Pacifica Radio because when somebody's turning to Amy, they don't know about Pacifica, which is this from Pacifica, means absolutely nothing to them. So, and I guess neither would Pacifica.org say much.
May we agree
with those formulas?
May we agree to an extension of 10 minutes to address
this
issue?
I second that.
Okay.
Is there any objection to our taking up to 10 minutes to resolve this question? Hearing no objection, we'll do that. Lonnie, do you want to address it?
Well, I don't know if they would or would not, you know, go with Pacifica Radio. Here's my sense. They do have From Pacifica, which is how they open the show, as you all know. I think that one way we can handle it is they've agreed to the liaison between the two teams, put that on the table for further negotiation along with some other issues. That would be one way of going, and we'll just report back to the board on how that goes. If there's no problem, there'll be no problem, but if there is, we come back to the board and let you know, or we try to negotiate it, as they may have alternatives. They might have another way of looking at it. My sense is that it's a little bit touchy with them because they have a marketing vision of themselves that they are a TV show. They're on two or three network TV shows and public access stations. They have a sense they're not just a radio show. And they have a sort of expansive notion of what their show is all about. So they might have a little bit of a problem with saying we're From Pacifica Radio because that for them might pigeonhole them as just a radio show, even though it's Pacifica. But they don't want to be seen as just a radio, part of a radio network. They're much larger, they think, than that. So we'll have to see how they respond at this point. Don't know. I think we'd have to have that conversation with them.
Mary Berg, I'd like to be on the
show. I think we'll just finish commenting, Chair.
Okay. All right, Ray.
Maybe
go
we
ahead.
Should change the formula then, and instead of saying From Pacifica, maybe you could say, you know, jointly or something with together with Pacifica Radio. Then it would not identify them as a radio, but it would let people know that we are just not some name, you know.
Yeah. Yes, we can have that conversation, Ray. Just don't know and have to have that conversation with them. I think they're willing to be flexible because they propose the alternative. We say we don't like just From Pacifica, and then they propose, but what about Pacifica.org? So I think they're open to negotiation on that, and I think you're right. There is some ways to get it done while meeting their concerns.
I mean, without taking too much time, I have to say that. As much as I appreciate Amy both personally and professionally, and I can tell you at WBA, she does an amazing job, but it has benefits for her. She has a constant presence on the station. I can tell you I took part in a meeting of the outreach committee, and the lines have been blurred so much because she's on the radio that as an individual is talking about advertising a program, Democracy Now!, they're actually, the person I was thinking about it was about to tell people to listen to Democracy Now! At a time when they are not on BAI, at a time when they're actually on television. So I have to remind them that, you know, we're working with Democracy Now!, but we're pushing for people to listen to Democracy Now! On our system. So this is clear that they are benefiting from the relationship. And this is a passive way they could help us without at all endangering, you know, their own reputation and exposure.
Mm-hmm. Sarf.
I'm done.
Thank you very much. I think this concern was raised at our meeting, in-person meeting in Los Angeles, and I am absolutely very, very appreciative of Democracy Now! And the people that work there, and Amy, her dedication, and her appreciation for Pacifica as well. My concern was that first of all, did anybody from our team here broach the democracy negotiating team regarding this item for Pacifica Radio?
Yes, Lonnie did that.
Lonnie did that. And what was the specific response to it?
Well, that was their initial response early on in the negotiation, that they said, well, we don't want to create a vision of ourselves as just a radio show because we're broad in that and want to market that. That was early on in the negotiation, and that was their response at that time.
No, after we broached that subject in Los Angeles, their response, this response you're talking about was after that?
No, I'm talking about before that.
But what happened after our Los Angeles meeting?
Yeah.
Go ahead, Dave. Lonnie wrote to them and indicated that that had been an issue, and their manager wrote back saying that they suggest resolving the ongoing dialogue issue by identifying one liaison from each team to deal with any case-by-case scenarios that arise out of the contract and to communicate programming updates to the Pacifica banner on our site. And she says, I'm not sure what to say on the on-air recognition issue. Pacifica and Pacifica.org are both quite specific. Our understanding is that Amy will alternate use of these phrases when she recognizes Pacifica on-air. It's critical that we get this resolved at the 9-7 board meeting. Please get in touch with any questions.
Okay. You know, regarding pigeonholing Democracy Now! As that they are just a radio program, I think that Democracy Now!, Amy has an extensive commercial that she uses. She says she is on so many stations, on TV stations, satellites broadcasting, all that. And she does that. I mean, that's the longest commercial I know. And so I don't think there's any doubt that she's more than a radio. I don't think that's the problem. But I think it would help us to keep our own identity, that we are a radio network. And whatever future holds for us, whether we go towards TV, that's a different story. But right now, we would like also a recognition of our network. And so I think that our liaison, I'm not going to hold this contract, but I think that we should definitely try to bring it up through our liaison working group and try to resolve that, because that's really important for the listeners in the world out there, because they're used to listening to Pacifica as Pacifica Radio. And I don't think we should change that. And I think we should strive to correct that if it's possible at all. So that's all I have to say. Yeah.
Thank you very much. Mary, you would like to speak, but Mary's already spoken once. Is there anybody else who wants to speak first? Okay, if not, Mary, go ahead.
Okay, yeah, this isn't about the banner. This is about the Pacifica Radio issue. You know, I take note that of what you said, your manager says, we need to resolve this. Is that I correct? That's what was in the refund, that we need to resolve this by this meeting. If we keep haggling over all these little things, we've gone over this and we thought about this. They are a TV station. I do see how they might think of that way. And I don't, if Pacifica.org, to me, that doesn't do any more than Pacifica, but I don't see anything really wrong with, I think we have some identity in the world, and it's our business to get some more. And to say that we're a radio station, there's lots of, I don't think that that's so crucial, and I think it's getting really late, and I don't want us to drag this off and postpone it anymore. I think that would look like bad faith. If I were they, that's what I would think. What is the matter with these people? Every minute they've got some other picayune thing. And to them, these things must seem fairly picayune. I think it would be nice to have promotion throughout the program, but she has to acknowledge all those other sources, because that's how she manages. And I can't fault her for that. I just think we have to go ahead with case-by-case basis, and we might be able to do better in the future, but we already agreed that it's in our interest to go ahead and make an agreement. Pretty soon we won't have an agreement if we don't, get off the pot and do it. I think we should just proceed. I don't think it's that much of a problem.
It's timely because we're at time, so it's time to proceed. And I think the motion would be that we agree to the terms of the contract and empower, I believe, the ED to enter into a contract according to the terms negotiated.
Okay. Can we just... Okay, so I will so move that we accept the terms that have been... I'm a little fuzzy now, too. But
negotiated.
The terms that have been... The negotiations... The
terms
of the
that have been negotiated.
The terms of the negotiations, and that we go ahead to approve the contract.
We empower the executive director to enter into the contract those terms.
Okay.
Friendly amendment?
Yes, not one.
Yeah, well, maybe we should say something like the Pacifica National Board acknowledges the contribution that Amy Goodman and the Democracy Now! Team and the relationship we've had over the years. That might be nice.
Okay.
Is there any, may we adopt that without objection?
Could someone send, I'm not going to get all this written and I can't get it on here. Could someone send me what they,
Dave,
can you send me that just now?
May I ask the question to Dave?
Yeah, well, look, are we going to need to,
I just want to, I just want to ask a question about the board. This required the board's approval. So if the board approval, are you saying it needs a second approval, or are you saying that the ED should implement it? What are you saying?
What I'm saying is that when this board vote takes this vote, the ED will be authorized to execute a contract according to these terms.
Okay, good.
This is Wendy, Dave.
Good.
We're at time, so if people want to speak, then do you have a point of information?
No, I just like us to vote on it rather than have no objections. Can we have a roll call vote?
Good idea. Good idea. Okay. Hold on a second,
see.
And I'll put this to I'll write that.
Moves that I have here that we approve the terms of the contract negotiations and that we empower the ED to enter into a contract with Democracy Now! Is that correct?
Is
that good enough? Not quite.
How about this? That the PMB recognizes the valuable contribution of Amy Goodman and Democracy Now! To Pacifica Radio and journalism more generally, and agrees to the terms of the contract, which have been negotiated, and empowers the executive director to enter into a contract according to those terms.
Executive director and the chairman of the board.
Second the motion.
Okay.
I don't think the board chair is really
the
signing for the contract.
Can you email me that, Dave, or did you write it on the computer?
I'm writing it right now.
Okay,
a point of clarity or just a question of clarity from Don White?
Yes.
Lonnie, the ongoing meeting between the two entities that they agreed to, is that contractually written or is that informally agreed to?
No, it's part of the agreement that I sent along to you. They had 5
yeah,
points.
Okay. I don't
the
have
reason,
it.
The reason
I don't
the reason
have
I structured it in that way is because any other exact language that's required to make sense of it, we're basically empowering the ED to do that. So
no, my question
he's
was different.
Send you the term.
Yeah,
mm-hmm.
I just wondered if that, and Lonnie has answered it, that is actually written there. I think it's a very valuable aspect of the contract. I just wanted to make sure it was not an informal, unwritten agreement, but actually is in the contract itself.
Yeah,
so I have
yeah,
no...
We have it in writing from them.
Yeah, good, okay.
Point of information, Mr. Chairman.
Yes.
Has our contract been also been, along this the time, have been looked over by our... legal counsel as well.
Dan, are you still here?
I am.
Do you want to answer that question? I mean, I can answer it, but I thought I'd let you.
I did.
Okay. Thank you. That's fine.
Okay. Are we ready to vote? I can read the language if people want. I've sent it to the full board.
Oh, great.
The language is that, hold on a second, that the PNB recognizes the valuable contribution of Amy Goodman and Democracy Now! To Pacifica Radio and journalism more generally, and agrees to the contract terms that have been negotiated and empowers the ED to enter into a contract according to such terms.
Great.
Okay.
And you wanted a roll call vote, is that
right? I second the motion.
Oh,
yay!
Who did?
I did.
AC.
AC, okay. Okay.
That's awesome.
There. Are you all there? Okay.
Hold on, I think it's George Bush calling.
I guess it must be.
George Bush calling.
Yeah, that sounds like his voice, all right. Okay, so roll call vote, right? Okay,
yeah.
Are we proceeding with that?
Please.
Okay, Rip Robbins? Okay, Rip.
Yes.
Okay. A.C. Bird. A.C. Pound, pound one. Okay. Who else? Lisa Davis, I guess not here. Ray LaForest? Ray?
Yes.
Bob Lederer?
Yes.
Wendy Schrell?
Yes.
Sandra Rawline.
Yes.
Michael Woodson.
Yes.
Lydia Brazan.
Yes.
Margaret Prescott, are you by any chance?
Yes.
Oh, great. You are here. Wonderful. Okay, Don
White.
Thank you. Don White?
Yes.
Mary Berg says yes. Chandra Hauptman? Chandra.
Yes.
Sarv Randhawa.
Yes.
LaVarne Williams. LaVarne, are you present? A.C. Bird, are you here? A.C. Bird? Okay, LaVarne Williams? Is there anybody on the call that wants to vote that didn't vote? Okay, I guess. Whatever happened to AC, I don't know, but okay. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8.
Mary, will you hold on a second and ask for AC again? I think he would like, given how much work he put into it, to
I know,
be memorialized.
Okay, AC, how about it? Are you there? Can we get you? How do we get him? AC, pound, pound one.
It's fun to be unanimous on something.
I know, but he did put a lot of work into it, and I really would. You wanted a roll call vote, and I think.
No, I know.
AC, where are you? Can we call him up?
AC Bird, come in.
On
Shall we call him up? Can someone call him?
It's not that important. We'll
okay.
have to.
It's inappropriate.
AC? Is that you, AC?
No, it's Lydia.
AC? Okay. All right, let's just continue.
Okay, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10, 11, 12. That's 12 yes and no abstentions and no opposings, but that's it. Okay, so it's unanimous.
Lonnie, thank you very much for all your work in this, and if
Indeed.
You could let Democracy know it's been approved, I'm sure they'll be very happy to hear it.
Wait, isn't the ED supposed to let her know it's approved?
Yeah.
The ED had asked Lonnie to be the point person for the communication. The ED will be the one entering into the contract. I'll let Greg and Lonnie work out who should send the email.
Okay,
thank
cool.
you very much, everybody.
Thank you, guys.
The next item on the agenda is the Finance Committee motion. We have 10 minutes for that. LaVarne, would you please present the motion? This is the public portion. This has to do with WBAI's budget.
I can get off and call her to make sure she's still. I'll call her on my cell.
Is she not there? Okay.
Did
well,
she
I'll
send
read
those
the motion.
Out to,
yes, she did
I did
send
not
it out.
Get that today. I thought she did.
Okay. I will send it to you, and
thank
I will
so
read the motion since she's not on the call. And the motion reads as follows. Motion that the PNB Finance Committee has reviewed the request of the WBAI Local Station Board regarding its FY08 budget in the context of current and projected income, debt, expenses, and cash flow. The committee finds that the financial situation at WBAI is critical because cash flow projections demonstrate that the station will not be able to meet its financial obligations. The committee recommends that the WBAI station management identify additional savings that would achieve a net surplus of $125,000 for the next fiscal year, FY08, in a revised budget for submission to the WBAI LSC by September 5th, 2007, which is already passed for those keeping score. In the event that the WBAI LSC fails to approve a budget within these parameters, the management of that station should submit its budget directly to the CFO before September 13, 2007, for PNB Finance Committee review. The committee further finds that the finances of WBAI are such that WBAI management must develop develop recovery plan targets for submission to the Pacifica National Board in September. I assume that means that it's in-person meeting at the end of the month. And the motion passed without objection with one member, Baruti Bediako, the treasurer of WBAI, abstaining. AC, is that you? I'm
Yeah, that's me, and I wanted to record my vote.
Would
the board object to allowing AC Bird as being recorded as voting in favor of the Democracy Now! Contract?
I would not.
Reclamation.
Without any objection, will you do that, Mary?
I'm thrilled to do it. Thank you.
Thank you, I'm glad that we overrode CIA.
Hey, good.
Bumping me off at the wrong time.
There you are.
Okay. All right. So now as to the motion on WBI's budget, it's open for debate.
Point of order.
Yes, Don.
Yeah, with regard to the date that has already gone by, if someone from the committee or the chair or someone offer an amendment to make this thing reasonable and timely.
Point of information.
It's a very good point. I should rule that portion of it null and void and therefore stricken. And so if anyone would like to amend it to substitute a different date, they can. But note that the 13th is 6 days from today. So unless the LSB had a meeting already scheduled, they wouldn't be able to meet that portion of it. Lonnie, did you say you had something?
Yeah, point of information. The management team did meet. They did revise the budget. That included Baruti, Indra, and Robert Scott Adams. The revised budget was present and available to the LSB at WBAI, and it was on the agenda, but they did not get to it. So at this point, the LSB is aware of the deadline, and they're looking to try to get to reviewing that budget. But management component of the motion has been done.
Point of information.
Are you finished, Lonnie?
Yeah, the budget has been revised.
Okay. Great. Whose point of information was that?
That was Wendy. You know, I understand that this is the motion by the Finance Committee, so this is the motion, and that, of course, there could be some things that have happened since then, but my point of information was about Lonnie calling Baruti a part of the management team. Does he work for the station?
Sorry, he was working with the management team as treasurer. I'm sorry. I didn't mean to include him.
Okay, because somebody else said something like that lately, and I was just confused. Okay, all right.
This is Bob.
Privilege, may I say, or something. I do just now have LeVarne's motions, Dave, so you don't have to send them. They just came. I don't know.
Right. Okay. Bob, go ahead.
Yeah, I just wanted to correct the account of what happened at our LSB meeting on Wednesday, September 5th, the date, the deadline that the National Finance Committee had set for LSB to review the budget. the budget was, the revised budget from management was indeed presented by the treasurer. There was a lengthy discussion by the board, and the board voted on some amendments that were offered to the budget and actually passed one of them unanimously that that called for a review of the budget in 6 months and 9 months, particularly in light of the fact that this budget calls for a pretty major cut in the salary line, and that management is proposing to eliminate, to make that savings by an across-the-board pay cut to everyone, to most of the staff. And so, anyway, I won't go into the details right now, but that amendment passed, and then because of the pressure from the building we were in to close, it was confusion and a parliamentary error, and so the actual underlying motion was never voted on, but it was considered in depth, and you know, so I just wanted to explain what had happened. And also, if I can add one other thing going back to this motion, which I'm not going to object to, but the motion, as worded, it implies that the WBI LSB was irresponsible in submitting a budget with a deficit originally. And in fact, what the LSB requested was that this be approved as a three-month budget during which a recovery plan would be developed to present something more balanced a little bit later in the year, that there's a lot of good ideas that have been put out there by paid and unpaid staff, and that those could be worked up into a plan. And so it was not the intent to have, you know, a 12-month major deficit budget. But unfortunately, that was not agreed to by the National Finance Committee. So that's where we're at now.
Thank you very much. We have 3.5 minutes left on the item. LaVarna, are you back?
Yes, I am. Sorry about that. Thanks for saying.
Go ahead. Do you want to comment on this?
Well, yeah. Just basically, thank you for reading this day while I had to step away. But yeah, I think that it was actually discussed briefly in the Finance Committee meeting about submitting a 3-month. I guess Barb called it a budget, but basically there's no such thing as a 3-month budget. Yeah, the bylaws calls for a budget, and that's 12 months. And but in a financial process, you can always, and usually this is done, every 3 months you look at the budget, look at the results over the 3-month period, and you can do what you call a budget update. But the bylaws calls for a budget. You know, there's no such thing as a submitting a 3-month budget, but we talked about in terms of getting the process going, in fact, of perhaps doing a budget update, but that's something we'll have to look at in more depth in the Finance Committee. But I guess Lani must have talked about not just the wording of the motion, but the serious position that the budget that was presented to the Finance Committee, serious position that would not only put WBAI, but the rest of the network. So that's basically...
Actually, LaVarne?
Yeah.
LaVarne, he hasn't had a chance to comment yet, so before you yield the floor, if you want to say anything on it, now would be the time.
Me or Lani?
Well, either one. If you want to yield
Lani.
To Lani, then Lani can do it.
Lani, if you could go ahead and speak about that.
Yeah, well, the WBA budget as submitted had a $98,000 deficit, and management and other folks looked at it, and they had not been able to raise it above, to break even. Finance Committee looked at it and felt the situation was such that they, all the units, but WBI included, should reconsider and submit a budget of at least 1.5 months, and I think the specific number we were looking for was $125,000, which would allow that station, you know, to move at least into October with some way of paying the bills. And
Lani,
yeah,
Lani, we tend to speak in shorthand, and we've done this so long. The board members should know when Lani says a half month, he means a half month surplus at the end of the year, surplus at the end of the year.
Yeah,
When he says at least 1.5 month, that's what he's referring to. Go ahead, Sorry to interrupt.
But it was, and looking at the cash flow situation at WPAI, we projected expenses through December, and it looked grim. It looked as though they were not going to be able to meet or potentially payroll on a cash flow basis, irrespective of budget. Budget is totally different than cash flow, and usually you have less cash than what a budget may imply because it takes a while to be paid. The budget may produce $500,000, for example, in a drive, but it takes 3 months for those monies to actually come through, and that's what the cash flow is based on. At any rate, the management group, me, Indra, Robert Scott Adams, Baruti, talked it through after having consulted with other folks at the station. Staff made suggestions around what could be done. I'll go through the details of it when it goes through finance. I won't prematurely describe what was done, but because it hasn't gone to finance yet. But they did come up with ideas, and those ideas are embedded in the budget. And what was also new, and I think I've made the point at the Finance Committee for three stations, that a new grant from CPB came through after the Finance Committee met, a grant which came from CPB for HD Radio of $85,000 with a match. And so working with those funds and a at this point in that budget, there's a 5% salary reduction for staff pending, which can be restored if revenue permits, is presently part of the way in which the station patched together a budget that is workable.
Lonnie, can you clarify those funds that came from CPB? Are they equal, less than, or more than were expected?
We have been working with CPB on HD funds for an HD transmitter, and Brian Gibbons, who used to work for us, found the money, and he made the grant to us for three stations, and WBI is among them, and that would be money for an HD transmitter. KPFT had a similar grant, you recall, last year, and it calls for a match. That is to say, a transmitter will cost about $150,000, and $85,000 of it, of course, calls for the station to find the remaining cost, about $66,000. But what it means is that the station can go on the air, and that's what WBI's plan is, to raise money from the listeners directly around raising the match fund in the next year. That's part of the budget. So that's a new source of revenue that was been very helpful to balancing the WBAI budget. They can raise not only money for the HD transmitter, but for infrastructure needs too. So it becomes an important source one time, of course, but it can't do that every year. But in this budget for 08, it became an important source of ways of balancing that budget. So their plan is to go on the air, tell the WBAI listeners about the need to convert over to HD. The advantage that it gives WBAI is that the HD transmitter can be seen as a way to produce community-orientated programs for some of the communities in New York that are currently not able to get on the air. But HD offers up some new possibilities in terms of more specialized and focused shows. So anyway, that's their solution.
We're at time. Sorry, okay. we're actually over time now, so we need to move to a vote.
I'm going to extend by 15 minutes.
I'm sorry, did you hear that? Dave?
I would move to extend. This is kind of an important topic.
Thank you.
I just want to point out that the budgets still have not been approved, and we will have extensive opportunity as a board to discuss matters. So what this motion is simply doing is asking the board to approve a suggestion of the Finance Committee as to how this should be processed. But the approval, we're not approving a budget here.
Well,
that
we have
approval will be given time.
I approve the agenda.
I could phrase it as a point of order.
What of information?
I'd like to yield the chair. I'm going to yield the chair to Sarv. I'll be back in a couple minutes, okay?
How many minutes we got left here, Mr.
For of information, Mr. Chair?
But there's also
I mean,
how many minutes we have left on this item?
No, it expired.
Expired.
For a time.
Sir, I have a point of order.
And
what's the point of order?
The motion from the Finance Committee, I don't have it in front of me.
Wait a minute. Wendy,
what?
Don't you have to extend time? You made a motion to extend time. We have
there
to deal
no
with that.
There was no second to that motion.
Well,
I seconded.
Just a second. Please just hold on. Was there a second to the motion to extend time?
No.
Are you making a motion, no. Wendy?
Yeah, Ray just Ray seconded it.
No, he didn't.
Motion to extend by 15 minutes.
Okay.
I seconded it.
Oh, you seconded it? Okay. Any objection to extending time for 15 minutes?
Yes, this is Bob.
Yes.
I object.
Okay, go ahead, Mary. Just take a vote.
Now, excuse me, Starve. We're entitled to argue.
Okay, okay, you can argue. Okay, okay. Let's go take one person, one pro, one con.
We'll make it 10 minutes.
This is a point of information. We are now debating on whether to extend time, right?
That's right. That's right.
Point of information, Mr.
To extend time, remember it takes two-thirds.
Point of information?
Yes, go ahead.
Is there an action item or motion on the floor from the Finance Committee?
Well, that yes.
Well,
now, a motion to approve what?
The motion
Dave
from
Ed.
Well, right now we are talking about extending time here. Get that one over and then we'll get back to the other motion. Okay, go ahead. Motivate that, Wendy.
Well, I mean, I have really kind of just a point of order about the Finance Committee motion. I don't know if it needs 15 minutes, but I think that other people want to
speak.
Right
now, it's a 15 motion on extending time.
Okay, so I would like to find out more about the Finance Committee motion, which I think says that the budget was unacceptable and that if there wasn't an alternate budget presented by a certain date, then the Finance Committee and the CFO would come up with one. Is that not what the motion said?
The station would.
No, Ray.
The station, the management and the CFO and the Finance Committee of the PNB, I believe is what it said. And so my question is, I mean, I appreciate that people have been working harder in the meantime, but my point of order is, how does this affect the motion that we have right now? We haven't heard anything reported from the LSB on what their budget approval was. So can we not just vote on this motion now as it stands, I guess is my point.
Right
now.
Right now, just extending time for 15 minutes before we do anything.
Well, I was extending time so I could make a point of order, which you're right, is not appropriate.
All right. Who's against extending time for 15 minutes?
This is Bob.
Okay, go ahead, Bob.
Yeah. Well, I think Dave put it very well. This is not a motion to approve a budget. It's about a process. And we don't need 15 minutes to discuss the process. We've already had a full explanation of where things are at right now, what's happened, what the committee wants to happen. And I think it's 12:40 on the East Coast. We have more than an hour of executive session business to deal with. I think we should just vote on this and move on. We'll get into
Ray?
It in Berkeley.
May I call the question, Mary Berg?
No, this is Ray.
You can call the question. Go ahead. The question has been called.
Are you talking to me or to...
No.
Oh, Rick, what's that? Go ahead. Please speak a little louder.
Okay. I wanted to make the point. Bob just said earlier that the local board actually voted to make some suggestions. And because of the snafu, where when we had to vote one more time for the modified
Ray,
motion,
right now, just extending time.
It was...
On extending time.
We're only talking about
so
extending time.
So I'll pose this as is.
I have called a question on the motion to extend time. We've already spent six minutes, I believe, on
any objection to a closing debate on extending time? None?
Yeah, I'm against it. If we're asking for an extension, of course I'm against it.
Well, then, let's...
Okay, so
we've
let's
already
go ahead and take
taken,
a vote. Let's go ahead and take a vote.
Well, why don't you ask if anybody else does?
Yeah, please.
I object, too.
Okay, go ahead and take a vote, Mary.
Oh, my God. All right.
Well, it was my motion.
Standing time for 15 minutes.
Okay. Vote to expend time. Now, I have a point of information. We already spent 7 minutes. Will the 15 minutes count after this, or is this part of those 15?
Just defeat it, and you'll end it all.
Please go ahead and take a vote.
Give us 10.
All right. Rip Robbins. I don't hear from Rip.
Abstain.
Okay. Abstain. All right, A.C. Byrd.
What are we voting on exactly?
To
extend
time, 15 minutes.
I object.
1 minute.
Okay, you vote no, or you
I
say?
Vote no.
All right. Lisa Davis. She's not here, right. Ray LaForest.
Yes.
Bob Lederer.
No.
Let's see. Wendy Schrill.
Yes.
Sandra Rawline.
No.
Michael Woodson.
Oh, no.
Lydia Brazan.
No.
Don White? I don't hear from Don. Margaret Prescott, are you there? Okay, Don White, Mary Bergbo's a no. Chandra Halpman?
No.
Sarva's chairing just now. Okay, LaVarne Williams, are you there?
Yes, I am. I abstain.
You abstain, did you say? Thank you. Okay, Don White? Okay, Margaret Prescott? Well, I guess anybody that didn't get to vote, guess not.
We're missing our D.C. people. Thank you, A.C., for coming.
One, two, yes. One, two, three, four, five, six, seven, no. And two abstentions.
Okay.
So it fails. We don't extend the time. Of course, we already did, but we won't anymore.
I'm back.
Okay, Dave, go ahead.
Okay,
I yielded on this, so
okay.
I'll Zoom share once it's done.
There was no extension of time, so let's go take a vote on the main motion.
Part of information, the main motion includes all three motions there? Is that what it is, or are we voting on the BI motion separately?
The one that was presented.
It's the motion of the Finance Committee to regarding how the BII budget will be revamped.
BII. Okay.
Go ahead, Mary, take a vote.
May I please ask a point of information? There was something that Don said about a date. May I know what the change was? Something, a date in there was null and void. Oh, because the 5th? What? What was the change?
There was no amendment to it, so let's just vote.
Please vote.
Okay,
it's mooted regardless. We do it all the time.
Okay, I don't know. I just wanted to get the language correct, and it's not the same. But anyway, vote on, this is the motion to the Finance Committee, the request of the BAI budget, okay? Okay, Rip Robbins?
Yes.
A.C. Byrd?
Pass.
Ray LaForest?
No.
Bob Lederer?
Abstain.
Wendy Schrell?
Yes.
Sandra Rawline?
Yes.
Michael Woodson? Let's see, I'll come back to Michael. Pound one, it is. Lydia Brazan?
Yes.
Margaret Prescott? Are you? Don't hear from her. Don White? Okay. Mary Berg votes yes. Chandra Halpman?
Margaret abstain.
Oh, thank you, Margaret. Thanks a lot. Chandra Halpman?
Yes.
Now, Dave is chairing again, right? And so Sarva
no.
out?
No, I don't resume chair until the end of the item.
Oh, you are not chairing. All right. Then I should call on you to vote.
Yes.
Thank you. Sarva. LaVarne Williams?
Yes.
You vote yes. Anyone that didn't? Oh, yes, wait.
Yes, Mary.
You passed. A.C. Byrd passed.
Yeah, okay. I just wanted, could you clarify one more time just what are we voting for? Are we voting to accept the Finance Committee's recommendation or the CFO's recommendation? What are we doing?
We're voting to accept the Finance Committee's recommendation.
Huh?
Finance Committee.
We're voting to accept their recommendation?
That's right.
Yes.
Yeah.
And their recommendation is?
Long one.
I'm sorry I had to leave the phone for a second.
The recommendation concerns how they'll revamp their budget, and it calls for it to go to have some options based on timing of where it will go. We will still, no, I won't debate anymore next.
Okay, I abstain as well.
Okay. Now we have 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8. 8 yes. And we have, I'll say no no's. 1, 2, 3
one
abstentions.
No.
Huh?
One no. There was one no.
Oh, yes, there was. You're right. Sorry. I have
it was very generous of you.
Yeah, it was you. And I it'll be reported that way. I would find it when I type them in, so don't worry about it.
Thank you.
They're
very
all
much.
Roll call votes on this teleconference stuff.
Okay, so the motion prevails.
It passes.
Thank
8-1.
Great.
Eight yes, one no.
So now a little update on time. We have a tech committee report, if there is any. We have the ED search committee report, public portion, if any. And then that's it. And then in our executive session, we have one issue that, as I understand it, is time sensitive that may relate to the budget process. And other than that, I think the other items are likely not time sensitive. But do we have a tech committee report or motion, Michael? Or I didn't see anything in writing that I recall from the committee. I scheduled that.
Lauren,
I thought was fine.